Well, once again with us in the Walk Right In studio is Frank Rowntree, Sheffield's Health Education Officer. Very good afternoon to you, Frank. Frank, every year, without fail, at Christmas time, we talk about the importance of buying safe presents at Christmas time. I don't think either of us are going to make any apology for talking about it again.
No, this is something that bothers us a great deal. Christmas should be a time of fun and feasting and laughter and joy for everybody in the family. Every January, though, we find that many people have had a Christmas that's been spoiled as a result of a toy that's been given to a child that's been dangerous. It's a toy that's had sharp edges, that's been brittle and broken very easily. It's caused cutting and wounding or piercing. Whilst on the outside the toy may look safe, may look attractive, there may be very often hidden dangers. Some of the musical toys, for instance, when they crack open, inside have got spear-like projections which could blind or cripple a child if they fell onto it or if they poked themselves with it. It's absolutely vital that parents and grandparents and adults who are buying presents for children should make sure that what they're buying is suitable for the particular child. It's suitable for its age and its intelligence and its ability. There are lots of toys which are perfectly suitable for adults to play with, but not terribly suitable for young children. Chemistry sets can be a very great source of fun to children who are old enough to cope with the experiments and the mixing and the possible dangers of mixing the wrong things. If they're able to follow the instructions, they'll find that most sets are safe. But if a child doesn't really understand what it's all about, then there may well be problems. Toy manufacturers in this country are very responsible people, and they spend an enormous amount of time and money in researching into the age levels of children and the kinds of things that will meet their needs. They've got to, it's in their interests of their business. But there are still a few manufacturers and a few importers who bring in toys which are dangerous and unsuitable. Some of them come from overseas, but not all. This doesn't mean to say that something that's been imported from overseas is necessarily going to be bad, but I think we've got to take particular care. Go to a good toy shop, one that is used to dealing with the needs of children, one that has a reputation to lose if something goes wrong. And don't hesitate to complain if you feel that a toy is unsuitable, but complain beforehand, not when it's too late. This way we're going to raise standards all round. Better to be safe than sorry is an expression that we use time and time again, but especially so round about Christmas. Even a minor cut on Christmas morning, when there's all that great fun and laughter as children open up their presents, a minor injury can bring sadness and unhappiness for the rest of the day. Let's make sure that both doctors and nurses aren't called out because of what really would be our stupidity. A happy Christmas to everyone is something that we should plan long in advance, and particularly when we're buying toys.